When you go into a public bathroom, you expect a few things to be there. Soap, toilet paper, something to dry your hands with. But what about tampons and pads? Brookline wants to make menstrual products as routinely available as those other bathroom staples. The town has voted to become the first community in the U.S. to do so. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning has more on why.
Psst, hey, do you have a tampon? We've all been there. Well, those of us who get our periods. Going to the bathroom, seeing it's the start of your period, and realizing you don't have a tampon or pad handy. That starts to scramble. A run to CVS to buy supplies, or pestering friends for a spare, or worse, going about your day, bleeding, without protection. But soon, if you're in one of the roughly 100 town-owned restrooms in Brookline, you'll be in luck. Sarah Graustra got it all started. Last year, she wrote a column in her Brookline High School newspaper about the stigma around periods.
Everyone had these strategies of, like, how to hide their menstrual products. Like, I remember when I changed after dance classes, I would zip tampons into my boots so that I wouldn't have to take them out during class to go to the bathroom.
In her piece, Graustra called for an end to period shaming.
It shouldn't be, like, a brave or, like, sort of, like, self-confident thing to be able to, like, take a tampon out of your backpack and go to the bathroom.
Brookline's Rebecca Stone read the column, and even for the self-described feminist, Graustra's description of period shaming was an eye-opener.
And of course, once you start seeing it, it becomes more and more obvious what a fundamental issue this is for gender equity and for the dignity of women and female-bodied individuals.
Stone is a Brookline Town Meeting member and got to work, along with Brookline students, on an effort that would lead the town to become the first municipality to offer free tampons and pads in all restrooms for anyone who needs them. The town estimates it'll cost $40,000 up front for the dispensers and about $7,500 a year going forward for the products. But it's worth it, advocates say, to end the stigma and the strain on those who have their periods.
You know, in the United States, girls learn very early that this is their problem and you are expected to be discreet. And so, you know, we tuck the tampons and we, you know, if we're in trouble, we try to find friends and we talk about it quietly and we use euphemisms and we do not impose this on others.
But to Brookline's Rebecca Stone, this is more than just an economic issue. It's a public hygiene issue. Nearly all the men she spoke to understood that, she said. Still, not everyone was on board.
A few women were the ones who sort of said, I don't understand why this is a big deal. I dealt with it. Why can't everybody?
What Brookline's doing is part of Nancy Kramer's dream. She's the founder of Free the Tampons, a national advocacy group.
My position all along has been tampons and pads are the equivalent to toilet paper. And so wherever there's toilet paper, there should be tampons and pads.
There are other efforts like Brookline's. California, New York, and Illinois have passed state laws requiring menstrual products in public schools. Cambridge Public Schools started offering them as well. And this week, Boston took up a measure to require them in schools, libraries, and other municipal buildings. Other laws have focused on areas of most need, like prisons and shelters, where people might not be able to afford tampons and pads. In fact, a bill to provide free menstrual products in schools, prisons, and jails and shelters is pending at the Mass Statehouse and has more than 70 co-sponsors. Sarah Graustra, the student who sparked this conversation, is now a student at Kenyon College in Ohio. She says it isn't just about having the tampon there when you need it. It's about an acknowledgement from your hometown, that periods happen.
By having the community or that community space provide for you in that way, it almost sends a message of, like, we understand that this is something that happens and we want to be there for you and provide this for you.
So that next time, you won't need to tuck that tampon in your boot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.